every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPA. SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, SOS, HA, LBA, DRA,
FNA. Any of them guys.
We don't speak for any of them.
Or any of the Anons.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Obviously.
At least I don't. Welcome.
No dissent.
Welcome, all my friends, to the recovery show that you wish would end. My name is Bruce B., as always, with the hostess with the mostess.
Shelley.
And Mark.
Look, she's tired of even complaining about it.
My mic was off when I said my name. Ha ha.
Oh, well, say it again.
Shelley.
There
so
you go.
Nice you have to say it twice.
Sweet. How you feeling there, girl?
I'm actually a little tired. I've had still the headachiness remnants headache of a headache thingy, because I had one earlier, and it kind of went away, and... Yesterday, I woke up yesterday, and I had the stupid, pointless interview. Yes, waking up was good.
Yes.
Except for the fact that I woke up with a headache that was so bad, I took 3 aspirin, and then I took another aspirin when I got home from the stupid, pointless interview.
2 Quaaludes would have helped.
Well, I didn't have any of those on
hand. Yeah, Quaaludes would have done it.
Oh, you should have asked your sponsees.
I don't have any now.
None?
No.
Well, you know what? You got to get, you know, start going to meetings so that when newcomer girls show up, there's actually someone there with some time that could talk to them.
What do you mean, start going to meetings?
I can loan you 1 or 2 of mine.
Start going to the meetings that you don't go to. Where if there were more women there probably some of the girls that come on occasion would stay.
Sometimes some of the meetings I go to where I often end up being the only woman there, I go in case a woman shows up.
Yeah.
Because
but not very often.
No.
No. Yeah. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
I don't know about that, but I'm pretty sure I just got dissed.
Oh, you didn't?
No way. We respect you.
Hold on, I need my glasses.
Put your eyes on.
Okay, that's better. All right. Sandra Sanborn is in big trouble.
Okay. I'll bite.
This is from Quincy, Massachusetts.
She deserved it then.
When she was pulled over, she was a C cup, and when she was arrested, she was a B cup. Because they pulled 19 bags of cocaine out of her bra.
Wow.
Wow, there's a rack.
With their teeth.
Yeah, that's a lot of cocaine
nice
stuck
rack.
In her bra.
Wow. How much in each bag?
It doesn't say, actually. They were staking out a building, and she came out and got in her SUV, started to drive away, got pulled over. She was talking on 2 cell phones at the time. And
what an idiot.
When she was charged, or when she was searched, they found all the cocaine in her bra.
You know what's interesting? If she had not been talking on the cell phone, she might not have even gotten pulled over.
Yeah, but talking on 2 at the same time.
You know what else is interesting?
What?
Probably one of the few times that if you're a guy and you picked her up, that when you found out that really was what was in the bra you didn't expect, you probably wouldn't be disappointed.
No. What'd you stuff with? Cocaine? Nice.
Nice.
You want to come over to my place?
Okay. Let's see. Calvin Hoover from Marion County, Oregon.
Now that's a a coke snorting name right there, Hoover.
Yeah, Hoover.
Yes.
I used to know some girls we called Hoovers.
Yeah, we called them Kirby.
Kirby?
Yeah, they're vacuums.
Kirby vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that. This is Marion County, Oregon. He made a call to the police department to report a theft. Now, it's not clear in the story. It doesn't say in the story what he was actually reporting the theft of. But one of the things he also complained about to the police that was that his marijuana had been stolen.
More water for you and me.
I know. The dispatchers actually had a hard time understanding him because he had to stop several times during the phone call to vomit. Whereupon they realized that he was in a car because he was stopping, getting out, vomiting, coming back. They found him and arrested him, and then he was arrested for drunk driving as well.
Okay.
I don't know if they can actually get him on the stolen marijuana for marijuana possession because it was stolen. If you call the cops and complain that your marijuana got stolen, can you actually get arrested?
You should.
Well, you're letting them. You're admitting that you had it.
Yeah, but if you don't have it, when they come to get you, can they still get you for something?
I'm sure.
Well, if you smoked it all, can they get you for possession?
It's in your system. Why not? No, you can get you for under the influence.
Yep.
Okay, in Longview, oh, I looked up what state this was, and now I've forgotten. Let's just say Longview. A city called Longview somewhere in America.
Sounds like a New York kind of thing.
Longview, USA.
Yeah, I think it was back east somewhere. Gordon Flavia, 56 years old. He's in big trouble, too. Lots of people in big trouble. The police sergeant Ed Jones is quoted as saying, "It looks like there was alcohol involved."
There was.
He doused himself with a bucket of liquid human waste and then hid inside a porta potty after he drove his Jeep into a carport and then into the bathroom of a condominium at the riverfront. Rather than get arrested, he drove his truck or his car into this house and got out and ran away and found a porta potty. There was a bucket of something he didn't know what it was next to the porta potty, so he just dumped it over himself because, and he's quoting him, I'm quoting him there, "I thought the dogs were out."
Who let the dogs out?
Woof, 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 woof.
Because he thought the dogs were coming to get him, and he wanted to get rid of the smell. You know, so they couldn't smell him.
He got all new smell.
Yeah, he got a totally new smell.
Wow.
I thought he was going to say something like he did it because he figured no one would arrest him if he smelled that bad.
No, they
How'd you like
him.
To be the guy to put him in your car?
Yeah. The booking guy.
You need the van.
Oh, yeah.
You need the drunk van.
Bring the paddy wagon because I'll put him in my car.
Yeah. Something that you can wash out with a hose.
Yeah.
Cops just have to deal with
the worst.
Wouldn't
you hose him off before you even took him in?
You would think.
Heck, when my kid was a toddler, we had a mound of dirt out here for him to play in, and I would just stand him naked in the backyard and hose him down for the dirt. I couldn't imagine trying to put somebody in my car full of...
That's child abuse today, you know.
What, hosing your kid down in the backyard?
Making him stand
Beating
naked
him with
outside,
the hose.
Beating him with a hose.
Oh, that's not child abuse. He loved it.
Beating him with a hose isn't child abuse?
No, I'd hose him down, you know, with water.
Hey, hoser.
He loved
Take
it.
Off, hoser.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Generally from the way he was laughing and jumping around and splashing. I mean, he wasn't standing in the backyard going, "Oh, Mom, no."
In what was
to
now
give
mud.
My cat a bath, I stick it in the toilet, close the lid.
Lid
and
flush.
And he likes it, too, because he jumps around and makes all kinds of noises.
It's hard to tell when cats are laughing.
Yeah, I think mine is.
I think so, too.
I don't know. I think our cats laugh at the birds because you see them in the window and they go, "Arr, arr, 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 arr."
Dude, that is the weirdest thing. You ever seen cats do that?
Yeah.
They look at him.
I know that.
It's a strange noise.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Just a little FYI for everyone. Cheetos will not work if you're trying to cover up your beer breath when you get pulled over.
Another tip from Shelley to avoid drunk driving.
Yes, Charles Stombog of Lincoln County. This is actually in Montana, not Nebraska, because there is a Lincoln County, Nebraska, I think. Was pulled over for DUI, and deputies found him stuffing large handfuls of Cheetos in his mouth, and when they told him to stop, he wouldn't until he had pretty much in a few seconds consumed the entire bag of Cheetos. And then when they breathalyzed him, he was still drunk.
My understanding is, I don't know if you've ever
loaded
seen
it up with Cheetos.
And had Cheetos everywhere.
I'm not sure if you've ever seen it, but they're like these little bottles of like ice drops or something.
Yeah.
And those have alcohol content.
Right.
To them. And supposedly, if you put a couple drops out on your tongue and you immediately take a breathalyzer, you'll blow alcohol content.
Well, it's a good thing I don't use those because they have alcohol in them.
Yes.
I buy Mentos gum.
Mentos gum?
Yeah.
The I like Altoids.
Maker. Altoids are too much for me.
You know what I really like? What's really cool? If you take a peppermint Certs, this actually works. You take a peppermint Certs and you go into a dark room and like look in the mirror and you chew on them, they spark.
I'm pretty sure it's a wintergreen.
Or a wintergreen. Okay, wintergreen?
A lifesaver. It's not a Certs, it's a lifesaver.
Oh, wintergreen lifesavers. And they crack, they snap. You can
little
see.
Little blue sparks.
Yeah, little sparks. Which kind of makes me wonder what's in it.
More importantly, actually, who did that first?
I don't know, but there's a thing on YouTube. You can watch
it. Hey, I'm going to go see if my breath mint sparks.
You know what it is? What happened was, I don't know, someone went into a bathroom or something, drunk. You know, went to crunch down a couple of them, were looking at themselves in the mirror, and saw a spark, and they said, man, I'm having flashbacks.
Dude, I mean, it's the same along the same lines of, who the heck thought of eating artichokes first? Because naturally, that's not something you would think of to eat.
Yeah, you just scrape it off with your teeth.
And did they eat the whole thing first and decide that wasn't right?
Yeah, and the choke part was, okay, we've eaten this, we don't like the choke part, let's
leave
that
out.
Yeah,
what we should really do is scrape off the inside of the sleeve with our teeth.
Yeah, because that tastes good.
Yeah, all those kind
Actually,
of things.
Actually, it doesn't. Have you ever eaten a raw artichoke leaf?
A little tough.
Well, no, I mean, when you scrape it off, have you ever tried that?
No.
Because it's actually quite bitter before you cook it.
Okay.
So that's what I wonder is how they ever figured that out, because they'd have to cook it first then scrape it off.
Well, it's things like, I'm thinking it's not persimmon, but there's some fruit. It's got a billion seeds.
Pomegranate?
Pomegranate. Yeah, whoever thought of that?
See, I would have thought of that because they're brightly colored and they look juicy, so I probably would have tried it.
Yeah.
And birds love them. And you can eat anything a bird eats.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so where was I? I was in Carthage, Maine.
Oh, I was going to say Carthage. So we're going back in history for this one.
No, I was in Carthage, Maine.
Hell of a battle.
Bert Knox, unfortunately, for him, is dead.
For some reason, when you said Bert Knox, I thought Bert Convy for a minute. I don't know why.
I don't either.
Most people wouldn't even know who that is.
Bert Knox is unfortunately dead.
Still?
Yeah. He had a habit. He did this quite often. Apparently the local people knew about this habit and would watch out for it. But he had a habit of laying down in the middle of the road and having a nap.
He's an idiot.
That's a bad habit.
So the
That's
other
a hard
day...
habit to break.
You think drinking's a bad habit? Yeah. Sleeping in the road.
Well, he also would drink.
And there you go.
So he was intoxicated and laying in the road the other day, and he was run over and killed by someone who doesn't know his little habits and doesn't know which part of the road to watch out for Bert in.
You know what Bert's nickname was?
What?
No.
Speed bump.
Speed bump. Wow.
At any rate, the person who ran over him was not charged. So, in Spring Hill,
Florida.
Thank you. Now, this isn't much of a story.
Well, thanks for the warning. So any of you that need to go to the bathroom, don't even need to pause it. Just go ahead and go.
Yeah, just go ahead and go now. Anita Lewis, 55 years old, smelled of alcohol. She got pulled over for DUI. She admitted that she drank half a pitcher of Bud Light. And this is the part of the story, this is why I included this, because I do not know what this is, and I would really very much like to know. She said she also drank something called a leg spreader. What is that?
That's tequila.
Yeah, it's probably some kind of straight shot, or you know, it's like slow screw up against the wall, screaming orgasm. It's something like that.
Sex on the beach. Yeah, you know.
It's something with. My guess would be it's something with a high alcohol content.
Well, I guess so, but why would you even if the name? I mean, as a woman, if something was called a leg spreader, I wouldn't drink it just because of what it's called.
Maybe she's a hoe.
She didn't look like one.
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
What'd she look like?
Just kind of sad and pathetic.
Well,
like
maybe she's not getting any lately, and she thought if she drank leg spreaders, that would help.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, you can come back from the bathroom now. The story's over.
You're right. That wasn't much of a story.
See, I told her. I just wanted to know what a leg spreader was.
Somebody call and tell us what a leg spreader is. Where was that at? Florida?
Spring Hill, Florida.
Okay, yeah. Somebody call us from Florida. Let us know what a leg spreader is.
Somebody who's a former bartender.
Yeah.
Send us a message.
Okay.
recovery_101@hotmail.com.
I'm also in
Florida.
A gentleman who is I'm having a hard time talking tonight. He's commonly referred to as Florida's worst lawyer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
His name is Terry Lee Losey, or Loki, but I think it's Losey. He's in trouble because he challenged his girlfriend to a naked sword fight.
He had a sword. She didn't.
Well, no, he got drunk. He got drunk and got into an argument with his girlfriend about his drinking in excess, which, of course, is really a good time to start arguing with a drunk is when they're drunk. He threatened her with a mirror. I'm not exactly sure how. She threw a hook at him. I don't know what kind of hook.
Oh, nice.
He took a shower, and then when he came out of the shower, he was totally naked. He handed a sword to his girlfriend and said, "You're going to need this because I'm going to kill you," and then proceeded to try to sword fight with her. They both had swords. She got away, and then he ran out of the house naked with his sword down the street before he was arrested.
Nice. Was his name Connor?
No, Terry
Connor
Lee Losey. Yes,
By the way,
has several swords.
The leg spreader.
Oh, yes?
From barmeister.com, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 ounces of Captain Morgan spiced rum, 2 ounces of Malibu coconut rum, 2 ounces of peach schnapps, and 4 to 6 ounces of pineapple juice.
Okay.
It says, "We're sorry about the name, but it has a story, so we figured, what the hell? Add the liquor, add the juice. Originated by Big Mike," who apparently needed some women to have their legs spread.
Apparently.
I'll tell you, it has 6 ounces of booze in it.
Yeah, that's probably why it's a leg spreader.
So, yeah.
Here's a
Especially after a half a pitcher of Bud Light.
The next one is a scary story, and it takes place in two parts of the country, Melbourne, Florida, and I've forgotten the name of the city in Virginia. I think it's in Virginia.
Do we need Zach Baggins for this?
No.
Oh.
Two kids have died after they became ill after swimming in river or pond water with an amoeba that entered through their nasal passages and ate their brains.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That is scary.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
And, like, it could happen to anybody. This stuff oozes up from the riverbed or the lake bed, the bottom, you know, in the
and
dirt.
And where were these guys?
One was in Melbourne, Florida, and the other one I think was in Virginia. I only copied the one story because the two stories were right
Thank
on top
God
of each
we
other.
We live on the West Coast.
That doesn't mean it's not out here. It's an amoeba. It could be anywhere.
Okay.
Don't swim underwater in lakes and rivers.
Just stick to chlorinated pools.
I like to stick. I don't like amoebas. I can just stick to organisms. Organism.
Of course, you could be like me, just don't own a bathing suit, and then the subject will never come up.
You swim naked?
Yeah.
I don't swim at all.
Oh. Swim naked.
I mean, I know how to swim. I'm a fairly
strong
swimmer.
She knows how to swim
swimmer.
Naked, as a matter of fact.
I'm a fairly strong swimmer, and I'm very good at the dead man's float. I scare the crap out of people in pools when I do that.
Face down?
Yeah. I love
you know
doing
what really,
that.
You know what really truly sucks for me?
What?
I was a competitive swimmer for a long time, and with my torn rotator cuff, I can't. The only thing I can do is breaststroke. I can't do any kind of overarm crawl thing at all. No backstroke, no overarm. If someone, I used to be a lifeguard. If someone was drowning, they're out of luck. Because I'm probably not going to be able to save them. That's sad.
Good scissor kick will take care of it.
Oh, wow. We're kind of like way over, but I want to get to one more.
Do you have one really good one?
Well, it's really good. But two 20-year-olds from Colchester in the UK... were arrested on Friday when the police discovered that they were using their BlackBerry Messenger service and Facebook to organize a water fight.
What?
Apparently now, organizing groups on Messenger services and Facebook and MySpace and things like that, the UK government, the British government, is considering making that illegal.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah, because that's how all that other stuff started, right?
Yeah,
with
because
the burning of the buildings
they
and all
They coordinated
that?
Their attacks during the riots with
but
their
But it's a water balloon thing.
It's a water fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
But they've been arrested and charged.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I have to say
By
that's
the way,
ridiculous.
You know what breaks up a flash mob?
A gun.
A gun.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
They don't have a lot of guns in the UK.
You'll
the
notice, yeah, but you'll notice they don't have one of those flash mob things like beating Philadelphia people down. They don't do that in Dallas.
No.
No, because everybody's got a gun in Dallas.
Yeah.
Janie's got a gun.
The crime rate is low.
Yeah. Okay, and that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you? At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Welcome back. Not happening. Your dreams were your ticket out. Wow, Shelly just almost killed me with the
saw
music
that
stand.
Coming.
She tried.
It was a wave.
She tried to get me.
I knew I'd miss you.
I don't know how you knew.
I knew.
Because it was close. I've had to pull back.
That's how I knew I wouldn't get you, because you'd pull back.
Well, thank God I did then. That doesn't usually work.
What?
The pull back. They can still get pregnant.
Let's pull out.
Yeah.
And either way. Either way.
Either way, it doesn't work?
Yeah, either way, it doesn't work. So, Mark.
What?
Got a topic.
Getting rid of your old friends.
Something that they usually suggest you do.
They do.
Okay, I can go to the bathroom now.
Whoever they are.
I didn't have any old friends to get rid of, so it didn't matter.
Right, so you never, let me ask you this, so you never ran into any old friends on Facebook or anything?
I ran into old friends that I needed to make amends to, but nobody that I ever drank with.
Really?
Really.
Nobody?
Nobody. I was not a social drinker.
You were an antisocial drinker.
Antisocial drinker. I didn't have any old using or drinking buddies or anything like that.
I'm wondering, when is the antisocial media coming out? I mean, there's all this social media. Where's antisocial media?
You all sign on and then insult
just,
each other and
yeah,
walk
just
away?
Bitch. You know what? Shelly, you know what? Shelly was in a group like that. She was.
All the
grumpy bastards. She was in some group where they would post and just bitch about shit.
Yeah, but they weren't really mean to each other.
Antisocial group.
The antisocial network is where you put up a profile.
Yeah.
And nobody looks at it.
It's like 7,000 profiles that nobody goes and
looks
at.
Nobody's friended. 7,000 profiles, no friends.
12. You know, you post like 4 posts. No one ever likes them. No one ever reposts them. No one comments on them.
Since you brought up social media, does social media today make it harder to get rid of the old friends when you get sober?
I think for some people it would. You know, I skated on that because there wasn't any really of that at the time. But I could see where, like, you're trying to avoid people and they could contact you on Facebook or other things. Which would make it more difficult. I have a good friend from many years ago that I can't hang with anymore because he still drinks like a fish. And he still contacts me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Hey, didn't you see me? Yeah. Yeah, I added you as a friend. Hey, we're going to go hang out? Nope. Nope. No.
I have a couple from back in the day that I still see once in a while hang out.
Now, are they clean and sober or no?
No. Nope.
Well, you also had a lot of friends from back in the day, though, that aren't alcoholics or addicts that you hang out with.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true.
Do you find that, did you hang out with them, like, have you hung out with them all along, or are these people that kind of came back in?
I kept my distance the first year.
Because I know who one of them is, I think. Does he own a winery?
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
No, he and I just became friends over the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh, okay.
But no, one of them, I mean, we've been friends since freshman in high school.
Mark's been going on a thing of friending people that own wineries and things.
Yeah.
Just in case. So,
yeah.
Casey needs to go back out.
That's right.
So you had him for many, many years.
Yeah, many, many years. He's actually the last person I went and talked to when I was supposed to go check into a recovery hospital, and he talked me out of it.
That's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for.
Nice.
He's very supportive of me. I've been hanging out with him before when he's had friends stop over. One time he had a friend stop over while I was hanging out. The guy pulled out a pipe and loaded it and sparked it up, and I just walked outside, and he actually came outside and apologized to me. I told him he had nothing to apologize for. And we just hung out outside for the rest of the visit because I didn't feel like going back in. It was a little cloudy.
Yes. I had a group of friends from like third grade through the end of high school, like kind of before we all went our separate ways going to colleges and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm of Scottish descent. So we used to refer to ourselves as the Clan. And we had this, you know, end of summer party, and we had this cake. We had this cake made, and they made us this cake, and it said, you know, I can't remember what we called it, but there was a thing. It was like, you know, congratulations to the Clan, KLAN, and we're like, oh my God, can you imagine? Here's my little white mother going and picking up this cake that says congratulations to the Clan, KLAN. She said she's standing in line and, you know, going to ring it up at the cash register. And I'm just, you know, imagining what people are thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, my hood's out in the trunk.
Yeah. Oh, there's no price on this.
No, it's okay. You can have it.
Bakery, how much is the Clan cake?
Yeah, how much is a cake for the Clan?
Over the loudspeakers.
Now, of those friends, there was a good friend of mine who never really partied that much. And to be honest with you, for many years, I never spoke to him. Because he didn't party, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had other friends that I partied with into a goodly amount of my cocaine use. And then as what happens, eventually I had no friends. And I didn't hang out with anyone because I might have to share. And
do you have any sponsees who ever tell you they still hang out with their old friends, but it's okay because they know they're in the program?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how many of them end up going back out with those
friends? I tell them absolutely.
Mine just went.
Yeah.
I tell them absolutely I should knock you the F out. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my sponsees told me that recently. Oh, I was with so-and-so and so-and-so. I said, I thought you weren't going to hang out with those guys anymore. Oh, well, you know, we were just hanging out. I mean, I wasn't drinking or anything. I'm like, were they? And he goes, yeah. And I go, were you at a bar? Yes. I'm like, so you're... You know, it talks about it in the big book of AA. What are you, hanging out at the bar trying to get some vicarious pleasure out of that?
I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster.
Got the pedal to the floor, you know I'm traveling faster.
Perfect.
It was like Louis Armstrong on crack.
Yeah, it was kind of.
So the big book tells us that if we have a legitimate reason for going somewhere, it's okay to go. But my feeling is this person you're talking about has probably gone there before and ended up getting drunk.
They absolutely have.
Yeah, so.
And to be honest with you, I think this guy is hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, I think. How many people do you see out there? I mean, I don't know. I don't remember a ton of people when I came in who were hanging on by a thread. A lot of people, they came and they either were there or they weren't.
And well, I hung on by a thread a lot. But because I knew I really needed it and I wasn't quite there, but it's like, but I wanted it to be for me. I really wanted it to be for me and I wasn't quite there. And it's like, I would leave a meeting and like immediately go get loaded. And I mean, I did that. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many times.
But you went and got loaded with the intention of getting loaded.
Oh, clearly.
You didn't you know.
Right, I didn't go hang out somewhere
and all
just
of a sudden it happened.
Yeah, no.
It just happened.
Yeah, it never really just happens for me. It's really hard to just happen buying a bunch of cocaine and putting it in a spoon and drawing it up and tying off your arm and slamming it. That doesn't just happen. How about you, Sheldon?
I don't know about me. What I love are when you tell people that they need to change their old places and playgrounds and all that crap, and they say, oh, but I can't get rid of my friends. They're my friends. You know, when normal people are confronted with a friend who is partying too much for their tastes,
yeah,
they drop you.
Yes.
That's what normal people do, and we're attempting to learn how to live normal lives.
Yes. Or I like when they do, you know, well, I have to hang out with the friends I have left. I've lost so many of them. Yeah, because you were drinking and using.
Exactly.
So they dropped you, which is why you need to drop the other ones.
That's so true.
So true.
Yeah. So.
Now, Shelley, you said that you've never run into anybody, really, that you ever drank with? No. So no one has ever contacted you on Facebook or anything from, say, UCLA? Because you drank at UCLA.
Yeah, nobody? But I wouldn't call any of not any of the people that I, because at UCLA I only drank for like 8 months, and that was in my freshman year.
So
I never saw those people
you're
again.
You're just waiting for Jack Black to contact you and say, you remember that drunk time?
Oh, I wasn't drinking then.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, so it's okay then. You and Jack can hang.
I doubt he
was
ever.
He?
I doubt he ever saw me drunk, although he may think I was drinking.
Was he drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Everybody was drinking,
could
except
he stick,
for me.
Could he stick a whole Big Mac in his mouth?
Yes. It was kind of disgusting, actually.
Yeah.
That's his big party trick.
I think that would make me choke. So what about speaking of old friends, what about the social media helping with the night step?
Yeah, that's happened to me several times, actually. It's kind of irritating.
Where people add you? Like, you haven't seen him in forever, and you're like, oh, shit, I owe an amends to this person.
Yeah, and it's happened to me 3 times on Facebook.
But that's awesome.
More that's okay, because you know what? 9 out of 10 times, the unexpected will
happen. Happens. Which makes it expected, big book. I hate that. No, and the funny thing was, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, I owe this person an amends. The first time it happened, I was completely freaked out about it, and I had to talk to my sponsor and everything, and we planned out what I would say and stuff, and I made the amends, and then the guy came back with, you did? I don't remember that.
This
thing that's been hovering in my head for all these years, he was like, I don't remember that. He said, I just remember you were really funny in class and stuff. I don't remember that. I'm like, oh, okay.
I had a guy from my fraternity that after school, like when I wasn't really at college anymore, I was up there for another year after that, I ripped him off for some weed. And it's not like it's in my mind all the time, but it was always kind of, you know, every once in a while I'd think about it and I'd be like, oh, that was cold, you know, and he was like a good friend of mine. And I joined this group on Facebook called Delta Zeta Sigma Chi, which was my fraternity and my chapter of the fraternity. And someone added this guy to the group. And one day I said, you know what, I'm just going to message this guy. And I said, hey, I really want to tell you I'm sorry about that time I burned you for the weed and everything. And you know, I've been thinking about it for years, and I just never knew how to get in touch with you. So I'm making amends. And the guy goes, I don't remember that. And he goes, but I'll tell you what. He goes, if it makes you feel better, I accept the apology, because that thing's been burning in the back of your mind for 25 years. And I'm like, it sure has. He goes, dude, it certainly bothered you more than it bothered me.
Boy, did you let that space get taken up in your head for a while.
And you know what? Like I said, I didn't think about it all the time, but it was one of those that kind of burned in the back of the mind, you know? Mm-hmm. How about you? Well, you don't do social media.
I don't do social media.
Think of all the ones you'd have.
What?
People might come out of the woodwork.
Nah.
There's not too many people with your last name.
Ah, point.
You'd probably be
point
pretty,
taken.
You'd probably be pretty easy to find on Facebook.
Point taken.
Yeah. So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on old friends be?
Dump them.
What if they come back?
Move. Change your phone number.
Wow.
Move.
Go into the witness protection program. I don't know. Just, I mean, it's not that difficult to get away from. You know, people don't, on average, especially people that are drinking and using, do not put much effort into their interpersonal relationships. So
true.
If you need to get away from the people that you're using and drinking with, don't answer the phone. Because after a couple days, they'll stop calling. Because they'll be too busy at the bar or scoring some weed or whatever it is that they do. And they will forget all about you. And you can get on with your program, which is what you need to do anyway.
That was program packed. How about you, Mark?
I have a guy that I sponsor. He's been in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. And one of his problems has been hanging around with old friends. Last time he went out, he lost his phone. Told me a new phone with a new number. He got a new phone with a new number. He's coming up on 5 months now.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Old friends can't get a hold of him anymore. I said, don't reach out to your old friends. So, yeah.
Are you ready?
That's God working in his life.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce, what do you got?
If you hang with your old friends, you're destined to do your old ways.
Wow.
Ba-bum-bum.
That kind of reminds me of one of those, if you do not master your anger will master you.
Wait, you know what it really, the reality
well,
is,
kind of dorky saying.
My feeling is that the people I used to party with were really only my friends if I had the bag, or if I had the connection, neither of which I have anymore, so I haven't really run into a lot of people trying to get a hold of me. I think it's the people that actively go out and seek out their old friends that are the ones that are in trouble.
If you don't bait your master, you're, never mind.
We used to have a guy in high school. His name was Reed Bates. Oh, hello, Master Bates. How are you today?
I would hate that name. I would change my name.
You know, I would too. So
he ended up, being world boxing champion.
Yeah.
Because he was used to fighting every day.
Yeah.
You know what? When I remember that guy, he was a great bicycle rider. And there was a bike ride for diabetes 1 year. And this guy, all he did was like 10-speed around all the time. So every McDonald's was giving away a free 10-speed to whoever rode the furthest. So I found out which McDonald's he was riding at, and I rode at a different one. And I won a 10-speed. So, Shelley.
Yes?
Who are friends in the city of Bromance?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities to get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg. And if you cannot spell Gazette, but you can spell Recovery, R-E-C-O-V-E-R-Y, you can go to recovery101.net, scroll down and click on his banner, and it'll take you to his site.
Sweet.
Hi.
Mark, how about online?
Online?
Do we know anybody?
Yeah. You can go to intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go put up a profile.
Yes.
You can enter the A of your choice.
Ow.
With protection.
Be gentle when you first go in.
So. It's just wrong.
Right. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, did you make something sexual out of that, Shelley?
I can't
oh,
believe. I cannot believe she went there.
Wow.
I can't believe she went there.
I didn't have to go there. You guys are already there.
The hostess with the mostest went there. We didn't say anything.
Roll it back.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, on like, you know, you go up on your keyboard and
right.
Hit enter, colon, pound, pound, pound.
Enter, colon, pound, pound, pound. Wow.
Did you just think of that?
No, nah, that's an old one.
He's actually said it on the show a few times, Miss.
Oh, I've missed it.
Miss, I'm one
of
the hosts.
She checks out. She checks out by about that. Anyway.
Yeah, I do. Right about now, I'm trying to think of the other music.
You go up in the chat rooms. They have speaker tapes, online meetings. You can meet other people in recovery. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101, and you can listen to our show while you search the site. And it is all absolutely free of charge.
They actually have two of my speaker tapes up there. A CA one and an AA one. And you know what? The story doesn't sound that different.
That's good.
It really doesn't. A little bit. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and you can join the crack staff. That's our crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And don't forget, Recovery Idol. Make a jingle for us. It's got to have the words Recovery 101 in it. You can do it however you want. You can do it in any genre you want. If you've got a country one, great. If you've got a rockabilly one, great. If you've got a bluegrass, if you've got an opera.
We'd love that.
Recovery 101, Recovery 101. I don't know how that would work.
Well, thanks.
I was
Recovery 101.
There it is.
There's a ringtone for Fran. That could be it. That could be it.
I would
it.
Save that and open the show with it.
It's not long enough.
That would be, it doesn't have to be that
long. We just
long.
Play it on top of each other over and over and over, endless loop.
It doesn't have to be that long. We could have them slightly set off from each other and do the whole echo thing.
Yeah.
Sweet. But send those. You can send those to any of our email addresses, messages. If it's bigger than 10 megabytes, let us know. I'll give you a Yahoo Messenger thing, and we can send it through there, or we'll figure out some other way of transfer. Shelley.
What?
Who's the lead-out music by?
Sean Van Domlin.
Sean Van Domlin. SleepyPilotMusic.com. Awesome. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.